wonderful ivory snow. Yes, wonderful ivory snow.
Ivory snow for speedier dishwashing for snow-white hands presents Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. Friends, every day from now on, Monday through Friday, at the same time and over the same station, Ivory Snow brings you one of radio's best-loved new stories, Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington, author of Pepper Young's Family and When a Girl Marries. This is the story of Rosemary Roberts and her struggle to find happiness as the wife of a returned veteran. Oh, but wait, here's Rosemary herself to tell you about our story.
Friends, it gives me great pleasure to talk to you and to greet you at this new time. You know, it's seldom we have the privilege of saying hello to old friends and at the same time extending a greeting to the new. As our old friends know, I live in a little white Cape Cod cottage outside of Springdale with my husband Bill and my sister Patty and our mother. And I want you to meet her. Friends, this is my mother, the grandest mother in the whole world.
Oh, bless you, darling. And, friends, I know I'm talking to a lot of mothers, so you know exactly how I feel about my girls. Patty's at that wonderful age of 15, you understand, when every new boy in the neighborhood is a prospective beau. But, like all mothers, I can't help worrying about Rosemary and her husband, Bill. Bill's one of the finest men in the world, but the war left the memory of his past a blank.
Oh, please, Mother. Our love is great enough to carry us through whatever could possibly happen to us. And besides, well, all our friends are waiting to hear today's story.
And now, Ivory Snow brings you Rosemary. Quiet peace of the night, the starlit sky, the shadowy pines, or a strange contrast to the speeding car, the car in which Brad Boyden is driving Rosemary and Bill to Springdale as it rides along the road, with Bill sleeping soundly, and if Rosemary's arm is tired or cramped, she shows no sign of it. And then the car slows to a stop as they pass through a small town, and Boyden says,
"Here's a drugstore, Mrs. Roberts."
"All right. I can just get my arm from under his head without waking him. There.
Look, I'll wait out here in the car with him in case he should wake up. Here. Maybe when you get through telephoning, you could get a cup of coffee at the counter. I don't see how you've managed to keep up with all this. Here, let me help you out, Mrs. Roberts."
"Thank you. Don't worry about me. There isn't time to think about me. All that matters is Bill." "Where's the telephone, please?"
"In the corner, lady. End of the counter."
"Thank you."
"I bet it's for me."
"I bet so, too."
"That's probably that devastating young man who's moved down the street and has a mistaken idea that he's moved into this house."
"Oh, do you think it can possibly be him? Then I'll get it. Don't worry, I'll get there. Oh, be still, my heart. Hello?"
"Oh, Patty, this is Rosemary."
"Oh, it's only Rosemary.
What did she want here?"
"I thought you were the cute boy next door. Are you having a swell time?"
"Patty, is Dr. Jim there?"
"Sure, Dr. Jim's here. Rosemary, what's the matter? You sound so funny." "She sounds awfully funny. Is there something happened?"
"Well, what is it? Let me speak to her, dear. What is it?"
"Steady now, Susie. I believe she said she wanted to speak to me, didn't she? You better let me take the call."
"No, Jim. I'm going to speak to her."
"Rosemary, what's the matter? You sound so funny."
"Quick, Patty. Let me talk to Dr. Jim."
"Something is the matter."
"Oh, Rosemary, dear. What is it, my dear?
Here, Mother, here's the phone.
I I don't know how to tell you.
Well, what is this, Alan? Something happened. Is Bill hurt?
Bill?
Susie, will you let me get to that phone?
Oh, Jim, she can't seem to get the words out. Darling, what is it?
Bill's memory has come back.
His memory's come back. Oh, Rosemary.
You better let me talk to us, Susie.
No, wait.
I can't talk about it, Mother. I just can't, that's all. Is Dr. Jim there? Please give me Dr. Jim.
She can't talk about it, Jim. She says she wants to speak to you, only you.
Yeah. Hello, Rosemary.
Dr. Jim.
What is it?
Oh, Dr. Jim. What am I going to do, Dr. Jim? What am I going to do?
There, my dear, where are you? What's happened? Try to tell me as much as you can. That's how I can help you best.
We were so happy.
Of course you were happy. I know that. And I was afraid this was going to happen. When did it happen, Rosemary?
Just now. Just a little while ago. We'd gone down to the dock to see the sunset. And Bill asked me to sing something. He said, "You know how I love the way you sing."
We need music here. I wish you'd sing something.
Oh, darling, I can't really sing well enough to qualify as a songbird.
Oh, I just want the moon coming up on the water, and you here with my arm around you, and your voice as you sing.
All right, I'll sing. What'll I sing?
Anything, darling, it doesn't matter. Anything you feel like singing.
Trouble is, I don't know the words to anything.
Try something.
Let me see now. Oh, I know. Night and day, you are the one. Only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room.
Rosemary! What's that you're singing? What's the name of that song? What is it?
That's what? It's called Night and Day. Do you like it?
Sing it again. Sing it again, will you, Rosemary? Sing it again.
Why, yes, I... What's the matter, Bill?
Sing it again. Well, go on, sing it again.
Darling, I don't understand. What's the matter?
Sing it, please, sing it.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. In the roaring traffic boom. In the silence of my lonely room.
Audrey! She sang it. She sang it that day.
Audrey? Who's Audrey? Bill, who's Audrey?
Sing it again. Sing it. Go on, sing it again.
I can't sing it anymore, Bill. I can't possibly
sing it. Do you hear me?
Really
sing it.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun.
Audrey.
Bill, I can see by your face that it's come back to you. Who's Audrey? Bill, who's Audrey?
That's it. That's what you sang that day. That's the song. Night and day, you are the one. Only you, beneath the moon and under the sun.
Yes, but Bill, who is she? Who is Audrey?
Audrey? Why, she's my wife.
Your wife? Your wife? Oh, no. No. No, Bill, she can't be your wife. You haven't got any wife but me. I'm your wife. Bill, you haven't got any other wife. Bill, do you hear me?
Audrey. Now I remember everything. Now it's all coming clear. A baby. The baby's name is Jessica.
Baby?
Yes, my baby. We named it Jessica after my mother.
Bill, are you sure? Do you remember?
Audrey. The baby. What am I doing here?
What are you doing? You... Bill, don't you know me?
You?
Bill.
Who are you?
I'm... Oh, Bill, I can't believe it. It
you someone I should know?
No. No, Bill. I'm not anyone you should know. I'm just somebody who wants to help you, darling. Bill, I never thought it would happen this way.
Oh, you're crying. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know quite what to do or where I am. I wonder if you could help me.
Yes, I can help you. I'll tell you the best way I know how.
I ought to be getting home, you know. It's late. I'll be late for supper. Audrey's always angry when I'm late for supper.
Don't worry, Bill. I'll help you get home.
But I don't understand. Where am I? Doesn't look like any place I've ever seen before. Miss, do you know where I am? And how I got here? And who are you?
And he doesn't know me, Dr. Jim. He doesn't remember me. I'm a stranger to him. I'm somebody he's never seen before. Oh, what'll I do, Dr. Jim? What'll I do?
What soap are you using for dishes? Even if it's a mild bar soap that's kind to your hands, it's sure to be slow making suds. And if you're using your regular wash day soap for dishwashing, though it's granulated for speedy sudsing, it's probably so strong it can make a lady's hands red and rough. What you need is one soap both safe and fast. Yes, ma'am, there is a soap that wonderful. Wonderful Ivory Snow. The most wonderful soap for dishwashing you can buy. For dishwashing, Ivory Snow's safe as the mildest bar soap, yet far faster. And Ivory Snow's fast as the strongest granulated soap, yet far safer. You never tried a soap that's kinder to hands. That's because Ivory Snow is ivory mild. You never saw a soap more efficient for dishwashing. That's because Ivory Snow's granulated for speedy sudsing. Just watch those tiny snowdrops burst instantly into snowdrifts of snowy suds. Actually, Ivory Snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and in quick-sudsing granulated snowdrops. For speedier dishwashing, for snow-white hands, get wonderful Ivory Snow. S-N-O-W. The grim story which Rosemary has to tell comes to Dr. Jim's ears over the telephone, and he stands there stunned at the enormity of what has befallen Rosemary, at the tragedy which has shattered her life into a thousand pieces. Ivory Snow invites you to listen tomorrow to Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. This is Eddie Dunn asking you to remember, for speedier dishwashing, for snow-white hands, it's wonderful Ivory Snow. Relax on saving used fat. It's urgently needed to prevent soap shortages. You help yourself when you save used fat. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.